With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. For people who have never shown an exhibit at a county fair, preparing flowers, fruit, or vegetables may seem like a daunting task, but there are standards that can help set you up for the best chance of success. For fruits and vegetables, the number of specimens you will need for an exhibit will depend on what type of food you're showing. Large vegetables like melons, squash, and eggplants only need one, small vegetables like beans and peas need 12, and most other garden vegetables will need 5. Tree fruits will need 5 or 10, and bush fruits will need 1 pint. Food plants should be chosen based on general maturity and condition. No matter which type of food you're showing, all specimens should be mature enough that they could be eaten by the judges on the spot. Avoid showing specimens that are overripe or wilted, or should have been left a little longer on the plant. Some vegetables, leafy greens, beans, and strawberries in particular, will wilt very quickly after being cut off from the plant, so harvesting as close to exhibition time as possible will prolong the life and quality of your exhibit. The fruit or vegetables that you show should all be a typical size, shape, and color for the plant, and should be consistent. Uniformity in an exhibit will go the longest way towards a successful fair exhibit. Flowers are less popular as exhibits at fairs, if only because most people would rather keep them in the garden, but standards also exist for flower exhibits. Spike-form flowers should be cut when about two-thirds of the florets have opened, with the other third budding. Round-form flowers should be cut when the outer petals have completely unfolded but not started wilting. Inner petals should be tight, but not green. Any part of the flower stem that is spent or dried and brown should be removed. Use a sharp knife when cutting the flower in order to leave plant tissue open to transport water. Immediately after cutting the stem to remove the flower, place in lukewarm water and move to a cool location for 15 to 20 minutes to minimize the chance of tissue blockage. After conditioning the flower, place in a refrigerator to maximize its shelf life. Avoid storing near fruits or vegetables, as the ethylene gas put off by these products will speed up the wilting of your flower. Decorating your exhibit is allowed, but keep decorations to a minimum so you don't detract from the plants, which should be the main focal point of your exhibit. For example, placing your specimens on top of a black cloth to emphasize the color of your produce would be appropriate. Labeling your exhibit isn't always required, but can never hurt your scores, and judges sometimes vary in their requirements of labels. At the least, a label should include the name of the produce or flower, as well as a variety or cultivar if known. This way, fairgoers and judges can compare different varieties to see what might be most successful in their own gardens in future growing seasons. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.